Making your home fire smart does not require removing every tree around it. In fact, such an approach in Salmon Arm, where there is a tree bylaw, may not sit well with the city. Instead, a good start would be arranging with the Salmon Arm Fire Department to have a free fire smart assessment done on your property. There are trees allowed within the Fire Smart model, said Salmon Arm firefighter Tyler Stevenson, who looks after public education and training. With trees, the Fire Smart Landscaping Guide advises looking after ladder fuels, which includes pruning all lower tree branches 2 meters from the ground. Plant trees and shrubs should be away from buildings to ensure branches do not touch or hang over roofs. Also, said Stevenson, trees on a property should be 3 meters apart, measured from the outskirts of their branches. Stevenson has seen a growing interest in Fire Smart Landscaping in Salmon Arm since the destructive 2023 wildfire in the North Shuswap. However, he said Fire Smart assessments tend to get homeowners thinking not about drastic measures, such as removing trees around the property, but about things that can be done along the outside walls of the structure. What I find when I go to most houses is they want to focus on the outskirts of their property, not recognizing that right up against the house is where we really need to start our focus, cleaning the gutters out, all the little alcoves where the leaves build up, cleaning up the wood debris piles that are stacked up against the house where you get firewood from, all those things, getting those flammable products away from the home. It's not the forest fire that tends to take structures inside a community. Especially a community like Salmon Arm, it's usually the ember storm that comes ahead of those fires. Those are the ignitions that Fire Smart is essentially trying to prevent. A key Fire Smart goal is to keep combustible materials, from cedar hedges to cedar mulch, out of the immediate zone, a 1.5 meters, 5-foot, buffer area around the home, structure's periphery. Stevenson noted the Fire Smart Landscaping Guide offers plenty of options to keep your home's immediate zone, and the overall landscape, green. However, if you'd prefer to learn more about those options from a person, Stevenson said there are 2 plant gardening stores in Salmon Arm that are part of what's called the Fire Smart Plant Program. They include Buckerfields and Meadow Bray Farms. We basically bring in what is in the Fire Smart book. We ordered all of our perennials based on Fire Smart, said Myra Graham of Meadow Bray's Garden Center. Our criteria is Fire Smart, native and as drought-resistant or as drought-tolerant as possible. Obviously, there are some exceptions in those categories and some crossovers. Myra and daughter Heather Graham own and operate Meadow Bray. She is the landscape architect and horticulturist and I'm the gardener and mother, said Myra. I bring a little bit of experience into the business along with the love of doing it. Along with a wealth of Fire Smart friendly gardening, landscaping advice, the mother-daughter duo share the view that clear cutting around the house is not the best approach. What we're working on is the complete opposite of that kind of idea, it's working with plants and with nature instead of against, said Heather. One thing we're trying to say is that it doesn't take away the beauty of your garden, it doesn't take away the joy, it's just about changing your focus, your selection of plants. Some Fire Smart landscaping suggestions from Meadow Bray. Transition from bark mulch to living mulch, with ground cover plants such as snow in summer or creeping thyme. Low creeping plants that fill that space and quash the weeds. That kind of has the same effect as the mulch but doesn't have the same ignition point, said Heather. Myra noted drought-tolerant plants still require initial watering, stressing they only become drought-tolerant once they're established. Once you plant them, that doesn't mean they're water-tolerant and we don't need to water them, said Myra. They do need to establish and the way people water things helps with that. You want to encourage the roots to go deeper, so watering them every day is really counterproductive. You want to almost stress the plant a little bit before you start watering again, not quite, there's a fine line between that. But you do want them to search for deeper water and then when you do water, you want to water really thoroughly. Like Stevenson, Heather and Myra have seen a growing interest in growing Fire Smart, and the two strongly recommend having an assessment done. I think the biggest message that I'd like people to have is do an assessment, don't be afraid of it, said Myra, noting an assessment was done on their farm property. It's actually a relief. I was one of those people that was afraid. We have 150-year-old cedar trees and coniferous trees around here, and I thought they're going OT tell me to cut all of that down immediately, and that's not the case. Heather said they've put in about 100 hours of fire smart work in at the farm, adding it's not something that is expected to happen overnight. It's something where you can nip away at the more important aspects, said Heather. It's important to have these things done. Maybe not annually, maybe biannually, just to make sure that you are going in the right direction. Most people come in and think, oh, he's going to tell me about this tree, but it's actually the pile of wood you have next to your house that's the problem. On Saturday, May 17, Meadow Bray Farms, at 1630 51st Street, Nebraska, is hosting a Fire Smart Information Day from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The session will include guest speakers from the Salmon Arm Fire Department and Landscaping Program who will answer questions and provide relevant information and help all of us to get through the fire season safely every summer. For more Fire Smart information, visit firesmartbc.ca.